The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. When Jesus saw that the scribe had answered him with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." A little tiny thought about that here for you this morning. To be not far from something, it's pretty good, right? It's pretty good. If I got a B+ on my test, that's not far from an A. If I hear a friend is visiting from out of town and I find out that they're going to be nearby, I turn to them and I say, "Hey, you're not very far away from me. We ought to try to get together." Driving down the road, running out of gas, I see a sign on the road that says, "Next gas, 5 miles. I'm at peace. Because I know that that's not far, right? Not far. It's a pretty good thing. But then there's other times in which not far completely misses the mark. A ball carrier gets tackled 1 yard short of the goal line just as time expires, and he finds no consolation when you tell him that he was not far from winning the game. The IRS audits you for back taxes. You try telling them that what you paid is not far from what you owed. See how well that goes over, right? In questions of totality and integrity, not far completely misses the mark. So when Jesus says to the scribe, "You're not far from the kingdom of God," what kind of not far does he mean? Does he mean the good kind? Or does he mean the bad kind? Because understand, what he says to the scribe, he says to you and me. And the answer is he means both kinds. In one case, clearly, he's encouraging the scribes, unlike so many of the other scribes and Pharisees, is trying to seek the Lord with all of his heart. He's not far from the kingdom of God, and Jesus says, keep on going. But on the other hand, in the kingdom of God, not far is not good enough. It is a kingdom of totality. Our Lord says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and just in case you're not thinking you're having a bad enough day, all your strength." And that means until you drop. When we soar to the kingdom of God, St. John of the Cross uses the image of a bird that can only fly when it's not tethered by anything. One single attachment, one single sin, even if it's the tiniest filament, is a tether that keeps the bird from soaring on high, and so too do our sins and attachments keep us from soaring to the kingdom of God, a kingdom of totality in which a failure to love God with all we have is a failure to keep the first commandment. That's something that we need to pray about, because today is a special day in Lent. Did you know that? Special day. Friday of the third week of Lent is exactly halfway through. We're now beginning the second half of Lent. You want to think back to Ash Wednesday. Back on Ash Wednesday, what were you thinking? What were you praying about? The prophet Joel gave us a reading on that day that says, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart." Most of us heard that reading and thought to ourselves, "Yeah, I should try harder." Today's a good day to remember that trying harder is not trying hard enough. But we want to pray for is the grace of integrity. What we want to pray for is the grace, and understand, it's not your strength, it's God's strength. We want to pray for the grace to truly give it all. Because Lent is not a project. Some people think of Lent as a project that they're waiting to complete, right? Come Easter Sunday, they're going to wipe the sweat from their brow and say, "Gosh, sure, I'm glad that's all over." When in all honest truth, the mark of a good Lent is the mark of a permanent change that it makes in our lives. Tiny little point for us to remember now, in which not far is not good enough. Regardless of what might have happened to you yesterday, regardless of what might have happened to you this morning, or regardless of what might happen to you tomorrow, we can all pray to God for the grace of integrity to love the Lord with an undivided heart.